Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. We'll call the meeting to order, I believe I said that already. Item two on the agenda tonight, Pledge of Allegiance. Chief Peabody, if you'd do the honors, please.
If you can stand, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Yoder.
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren.
Here.
Mayor Hansen.
Here. Thank you, Robin. Item four, ceremonial matters, proclamations, recognitions, and awards. Tonight, we have a City Willows proclamation, and Barbara LaDucer with the American Legion Auxiliary and the Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary is here this evening to receive the auxiliary. Good to see you, Barbara. Thank you for attending tonight, as always. It's a pleasure. City Willows proclamation declaring Wednesday, December 7th, 2017, as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Whereas on December 7th, 1941, as dawn broke over the island of Oahu, hundreds of bombs broke through the sky as Imperial Japanese Navy forces launched an unprovoked aerial attack on an American naval base at Pearl Harbor, launching America into a conflict that would forever change the course of human dignity, freedom, and history. While the bombardment lasted only 2 hours, it was devastating, destroying nearly 20 American naval vessels, including 8 battleships and more than 300 airplanes. The surprise assault resulted in the deaths of 2,403 unsuspecting and innocent military personnel and civilians alike, and wounded an additional 1,178 others. And whereas on December 8, 1941, while addressing the United States Congress, concerning the surprise assault on Pearl Harbor, President Franklin D. Roosevelt requested that Congress declare war on Japan, stating in part, "Yesterday, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people, in their righteous might, will win through to absolute victory. I believe I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make very certain that this form of treachery shall never endanger us again." End quote. On that day, December 8, 1941, United States Congress approved President Roosevelt's request for declaration of war, and the United States had officially joined World War II. And whereas, although America may have been unprepared for war, in response to the declaration of war, the American people summoned a great national effort in military strength, and patriots from every corner of our nation answered the call to serve and band together in common cause. 16 million Americans left behind everything they knew and loved in order to fight for freedom far from home and liberate a continent from the grip of tyranny. Individuals from all backgrounds and walks of life courageously crossed oceans and stormed beaches, uplifting a generation and paving the way for our fiercest adversaries to become some of our closest allies. And whereas the sacrifices of our military personnel at Pearl Harbor became a prelude to those that America's brave fighting forces were to endure around the world for the next 3.5 years. And in the example of those who came forth in those months and years following the attack on Pearl Harbor, we saw an enduring truth that no challenge is too great when we stand as one people committed to the ideals which the stars and stripes symbolize. And we remember that strength, vigilance, and devotion will forever keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. And whereas it is appropriate, to recognize and honor America's greatest generation, who through sacrifice, valor, dedication, and determination courageously defended our nation and preserved our freedom, and also to honor those American patriots who died as a result of their service. We resolve that we will keep faith with those we have loved and lost, and resolve that always we will remember Pearl Harbor and the global conflict of World War II. Now, therefore, I, Gary Hansen, as Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the Willows City Council, do hereby proclaim December 7, 2017 as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day in the City of Willows, and I call upon the citizens of Willows to observe this solemn occasion with appropriate ceremonies and activities and to pledge eternal vigilance and strong resolve to defend our nation and its allies from future aggression. In witness whereof I have heard to set my hand and have caused the seal of the City of Willows to fix hereto this 12th day of December 2017. Barbara.
Thank you.
You get a little back feed from...
Yeah, I just turned it down a little bit.
Yeah, okay, is it bothering everybody out there? There it is.
We'll be happy not to talk with the microphone.
Okay, very good.
We can make this happen.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Thank you again, Barbara. Item five, public comment, written communications. Item five A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items within the jurisdiction of the city may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. And oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment this evening on anything? Please approach the podium if you have anything to comment on. Any public comment? Anything? Nothing? Okay, very good. Moving on to item six, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the city council, item 6A, approve the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, numbers 35380 to 35409, number ZZebra 08838 to ZZebra 08871, and numbers 37111 to 37129. Item 6B, approval of the minutes of the special city council meeting held on November 1, 2017. And item 6C, approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on November 14th, 2017. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Mr. Williams has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Mr. Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously, 5-0. Thank you very much. Item 7, regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 7A, matters agendized in order to consider adoption of the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows establishing a permit application fee for indoor marijuana cultivation permits. Administrative Services Director Tim Salisbury, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, and members of the council. Before this evening, it's the ongoing process. Council went through the extensive process of preparing ordinances and passing ordinances pertaining to individual grow, dispensary retail, as well as prohibitions on commercial grow and transportation. But along with that, with the individual grow, came the situation of the permitting process, and along with the permitting process, and quoting the ordinance requiring payment of fees intended to cover the city's cost incurred in processing applications, maintaining records, performing inspections, and enforcement. Through the process internally with staff going through where we believe this process is going in terms of the permit application, signs of time and cost of that. The spreadsheet is in the agenda packet for you. We came to a cost, estimated cost of $243.60. That has been rounded to $250. And so before you tonight is a resolution to adopt the application fee with $250. I do want to point out within the resolution, the council reserves the right by resolution to adjust the fee at any time. And this indeed is an application fee, and in and of itself does not create approval of the permit. The permit process and requirements regarding getting to the stage of an approved permit for personal cultivation is actually spelled out in the permit draft itself and established by staff. Upon your approval this evening, tomorrow morning, we will wrap up the draft of the permit. We'll then commence with the publication or marketing of the process per se by putting it on the website. We'll likely do advertising in both local newspapers as well as the departmental level Facebook page. So we'll be a bit of an outreach to make the public aware of the process. And with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Salisbury. Council members, any questions, comments, reference to this item tonight?
Well, actually, I just for clarification, the $250 fee is non-refundable.
Correct.
But I had spoke to the interim city manager, and if a person was interested in applying, they could find out what the requirements were prior to paying the $250. So that way they didn't pay $250 and find out that, you know, it was something that there wasn't willing to, you know, comply with.
That's correct. Much of what the requirements are will be spelled out on the permit phase itself. They can simply read that. Or the ordinances will be, in addition to being in our code of ordinances online, the ordinances, city manager has asked the city clerk to go ahead and have a separate link section that has the ordinance itself for this process. So that would be readily available so somebody can look at it and decide before they even apply whether they can comply with the process or not.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted that for the record.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Williams. Anything further, Mr. Yoder?
I have none. It looks good to me.
Vice Mayor Warren?
I have nothing.
Mr. Miller?
Yeah, the $250 application fee is right on track with all the other cities I checked out. So it is affordable for those who want to grow. And like the resolution states, we at any time, council has the ability by resolution to change this fee up or down. But personally, I do feel it should be a little bit higher, but that could be down the road. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller. I was surprised that it came in at $250, actually. I just figured it'd be considerably higher than that. But, you know, like I say, I was surprised, but thorough job on arriving at that number. So that's the actual cost. So very good work. Looks good to me. So anything further, council members?
No, sir.
Anything from the audience in reference to this matter? Okay. This is an action item with a resolution. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled Resolution of City Council of City of Willow Establishing Permit Application Fee for Indoor Marijuana Cultivation Permits be adopted.
Mr. Yoder has moved that the resolution be adopted as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Williams has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Yoder?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
And Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Very good. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to item 7B. By motion, accept the terms and conditions of the three-core loan and authorize the interim city manager to execute the loan documents. Interim city manager, Chief Peabody, good evening.
Good evening. I'll kick this right back over to administrative
search. Very good. Mr. Salisbury.
I'll take the sprints. He's got the marathon the rest of the evening, so we'll go from there. Again, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and members of the council. This item first came before council back in August. We had a special meeting in early August where we went over an update on the expansion or the extended terms of the Basin Street South Tehama infrastructure project. As part of that was the financing terms of the project. One of the areas that we were looking at was gap financing while we were awaiting final decisions on both the over-the-counter grant from CD, the Community Development Block Grant Program, and then the possibility of looking at an infrastructure financing district down the south end of the city. In the meantime, we want to set up a sort of a gap loan or line of credit to handle any temporary cash flow needs that may arise through that process. At that point in time, in August, council authorized interim city manager to sign a loan agreement at that point in time. Three Core has come back and asked the council, there have been some terms that have been revised in that loan, and also Three Core has asked the council not only authorize the interim city manager to sign, but accept the loan terms and conditions as well. So with that, I'll answer any questions that you have, but again, what we're looking to do is expand the council motion back in August to include approving the terms and conditions authorizing the city manager to execute the agreement.
Okay, very good, Mr. Salisbury. Thank you very much. And Mark Nemanic with Three Cores here this evening. Good to see you, Mark. Thank you for attending. If council members have any questions for Mark as well. Questions, comments, council members. Vice Mayor Warren?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Mello?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Mr. Yoder?
No, I think it looks it's good to me.
Mr. Williams.
Actually, I just have one question, sir. Tim, I believe I asked this at the previous meeting, but just for clarification, are the terms and conditions within the current rates, the times?
Yes, for purposes of the loan, this term, the 3% fix is fine. it's something that we previously negotiated with Freeport to arrive at this number, and this number is fair and would be market rate for this type of financing.
That's my one and only question, sir.
Okay, Mr. Williams, thank you very much. I feel the terms and conditions look very, very good as well. I have no questions. Nice. It looks good. With that, pleasure of the council in reference to this item.
Mr. Mayor, I move to accept the terms and conditions of the Three Core loan and authorize the interim city manager to execute loan documents.
Mr. Mello has moved to approve the matter as presented.
I'll second.
And Mr. Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimous, 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over. Okay, moving on to item 7C. Receive nominations and by motion, elect a mayor and vice mayor for 2018. So at this time, we'll receive nominations for mayor for 2018.
Mr. Mayor, I nominate Mr. Yoder for mayor.
Mr. Mello has nominated Mr. Yoder for mayor for 2018. Any further nominations for mayor for 2018?
Actually, I'd like to nominate Mrs. Warren for mayor.
Mr. Williams has nominated Vice Mayor Warren for mayor for 2018. Any further nominations? No nominations? Okay, very good. Mr. Yoder and Vice Mayor, Councilmember Yoder and Vice Mayor Warren have been nominated for mayor. At this time, we'll close nominations. So in reference to Mr. Yoder, accepting a motion for Mr. Yoder for mayor. Okay. No motion received for Mr. Yoder for mayor.
Thanks, guys.
Any? Is there a motion to elect Vice Mayor Warren for mayor in 2018?
I'd like to make a motion for Vice Mayor Warren for mayor for 2018.
Mr. Williams has moved to nominate Vice Mayor Warren as mayor for 2018. Is there a second?
I will second, even though I appreciate Mr. Mello's nomination of myself being mayor. I think that Carrie would do a fabulous job too, so I'll second that.
Okay,
thank you, Larry.
Mr. Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for to elect Vice Mayor Warren as mayor for 2018 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, carries 5-0. Congratulations, Carrie.
Congratulations.
Thank you, I think.
Okay, receiving nominations now for the office of Vice Mayor for 2018.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to nominate Councilman Mello for Vice Mayor for 2018.
Okay, Mr. Williams has nominated Councilmember Mello for Vice Mayor for 2018. Is there any other nominations for Vice Mayor for 2018? Okay, no other nominations. We'll close nominations at this time. Sounds like you're going to be railroaded.
Yeah.
Although, is there a motion to
I'll second.
Elect Mr. Mello Vice Mayor for 2018?
I'll second. I'll make that motion, yes.
Oh, Mr. Yoder has moved to elect Mr. Mello Vice Mayor for 2018. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Vice Mayor Warren has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 5-0. Congratulations, Larry.
Yep. Congratulations.
Okay. Can't believe I went from being nominated mayor to nothing.
There you go.
And just like that.
Just like that.
I kind of like that.
Look at the bright side, Mr. Yoder. We have not informed the incoming vice mayor and mayor of the longstanding tradition of taking staff to lunch on a weekly basis.
Oh, yeah. I think I've done that like 4 or 5 times, but yeah, we can do that.
Hey, Jim, just remember, pays the same.
It pays the same. These guys will do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay. Moving on to item 7D, a discussion of possible appointments to the various committees and panels for the 2018 calendar year. So generally we go through the list item by item. So tonight, change things up a little bit. There are two minor changes this year, as always, between alternating between cities of Orland and Willows. So for this year, Glynn County Waste Management Regional Agency, there will be two members and one alternate from the Willow City Council. Likewise with the Transportation Commission, I said this year, I mean for 2018, I'm sorry, for 2018, the Glynn County Transportation Commission, there will be two members and one alternate from the Willow City Council. Any council members seek any changes in reference to the current committee assignments? Is everybody happy with their current committee assignments?
No, I'm totally fine with it.
Okay, Mr. Mello, Vice Mayor Warren, any?
No, I'm fine with what I have.
Okay, with all committee assignments. I'm likewise, I'm happy with the committee assignments as, you know, they currently stand. So with that, by consensus, if you would like to remain with the current committee assignments into 2018, with the exception of adding a second member second member to the Glynn County Waste Management Regional Agency, and a second member to the Transportation Commission. Currently, it's Mr. Mello and Mr. Williams with the Waste Management. Mr. Mello is the committee member, and Mr. Williams is the alternate. Mr. Williams?
Yes, that'd be fine, I'd like to sit on that committee.
Okay, so Mr. Mello and Mr. Williams, with the consensus of the council, agree with those two?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Who would like to be the alternate? Waste Management?
You can put me down.
Okay, Jim.
Aren't those mostly evening?
Typically, aren't they in the, right after the transportation?
Quarterly, now they follow that.
Yeah, it would be.
Make it tough?
Yeah, it'd be tough for me then.
Yeah.
I could do it if you'd like.
Okay.
Be good with that, as alternate? Okay. Robin, you have that?
So I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but I'm going to assume these, the ones that have the mayor listed?
I'm sorry?
These committees that have the mayor listed?
Yes.
So I'm going to assume those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've changed that over the last few years, you know, item by item, basically.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If that's a consensus of the council, unless you'd like to change that.
No, that's fine.
Okay, all right. And with Transportation Commission, currently it's, I'm the committee member this year, and Mr. Williams is the alternate. Mr. Williams, would you like?
Yes, I'd like to stay on.
Okay. Consensus of the council, good with myself and Jeff serving on the Glynn County Transportation Commission?
Yes.
Who would like to be the alternate?
Just going up to the Orland thing gets me.
It's back and forth.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to commit to it.
Okay.
You know, running a business and stuff.
I'm okay with that, unless you're interested in it.
No, go right ahead, Mayor.
Mr. Mello?
It's all yours.
Mr. Mello, are you willing to be the alternate for the Transportation Commission? Okay, very good. Does consensus of the council, good with that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, anything further, council, in reference to the committee assignments?
No.
Okay.
Perfect.
Chief, anything from staff?
I believe we have the changes.
Okay.
And we'll update the list and make sure everybody gets a current list of the committees that will be on as of January 1.
Okay, very good. Madam Clerk, any questions?
No. That'll be available in your Dropbox from now on, too, for your iPad, so you'll be able to check on your committees.
Very good, okay. And Mayor-elect Warren will be attending the City Selection Committee meeting on Monday, January 8, 2018, at 8:30 a.m. at the Board of Supervisors Chambers. To make those appointments official, so very good. Okay, anything further on that? Nope, okay, we're good to go. Very good, thank you very much. Okay, moving on to item 8, council staff reports comments. Item 8A, staff reports comments. Chief?
From staff, you'll notice that we're finally getting some cold weather. Most of the leaves are out and down. Public Works is anticipating another couple of weeks of leaf pickup in preparation for hopefully a wet winter. And we're beginning tree work, starting to clean some of that up. All fire units are back in region now from the down in the southern area, so things are moving forward with that. And we are moving forward with our iPads and moving along. I believe everybody's stuff is working accordingly, and we're just going to keep moving the process forward to a paperless system. Merry Christmas.
Good luck with the paperless part.
Some old school may not like it, but that's where we're at.
Okay. I take it with me everywhere I go nowadays. It seems like, I mean, because I'm always using it.
Yeah, I was using them, but I still print everything, or a lot of stuff out. Anyway, so, okay, very good. Okay, thank you, Chief. Item 8B, council reports, comments. Who would like to begin? Vice Mayor Warren?
Yesterday, Mr. Williams and I interviewed three candidates for the Planning Commission. We have two seats open. We will make our recommendation at the meeting January 9th. So they went, the interviews went very well. We gleaned a lot of information from all three candidates. So it's going to be a hard choice, but we'll have that.
Yeah, very good.
For you on the 9th. And I went to LAFCO yesterday. They are actively recruiting a new director. So other than that, there wasn't really much else going on. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Carrie. Mr. Miller?
I don't have anything.
Nothing tonight, huh?
Really? Second here.
Oh, wait.
No, hold on.
I forgot one thing. The Willows High School Band has their winter concert this Saturday at Memorial Hall at 6 p.m. So they're phenomenal to listen to. So if you have time and want to get in the Christmas spirit, come on down and watch.
Okay, Carrie, thank you.
I do have one thing.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, there was an accident over on Murdoch, the crosswalk of Murdoch and Wood Street, right?
That's correct.
And
we'll get it.
I was shocked that the CHP, the Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department got there as quick as they did, and I wish I had a stopwatch too. I was amazed. That's all I have. And was there any update on that little accident?
Very minor. Did not be possible to transport.
Okay.
Good news. Okay, thank you, Larry. Mr. Yoder.
Well, first thing, me and Jeff were just looking at Larry because he didn't bring up the parade when he by far outdid everybody in there. He looked like he came from the Whoville. It was spectacular. Looking at his, it was just kind of, you were in awe. So Larry, you did an outstanding job. That must have took some time. It probably took too much time even breaking that thing down.
No, it was quicker breaking it down, trust me.
It was good. The parade was probably the best I've seen since I've been here, and that was a long, long time ago. It was spectacular. There was more floats and people in the parade than Lamb Derby, which is, you know, it was very, very well done. The things in the corridor area there with meeting of Santa and stuff like that was great. Things that you've talked of for years finally came true. Of people getting it done. It was great. It was good to see. It really was. The second thing I got, and I'll let Jeff talk more about the parade, is we went to the tax sharing agreement committee meeting today at 11. Board of supervisors were there, and we're coming closer. They had three meetings now. We're moving forward. Everybody's working in good faith, trying to get this thing done and hammered out. We're not ready to come to any of the councils or the board at this point, at this time. We're still working out some of the issues that we have and some of the percentages that we're looking at. But I think in time, and I think with the people that we have in place doing negotiations on both sides or all three sides, I think we're going to come to a deal that I think is going to benefit the cities and the counties. So we're working on it. As soon as we get something, we'll get something concrete to everybody. So.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much. Thank you for the information. Mr. Williams.
Okay, just to echo on what Councilman Yoder had said, Larry did an outstanding job. I was fortunate enough to ride with him and his daughter, Angela. It was very well attended. I was very impressed. Which I was glad to see the turnout. So thank you very much, and thank your daughter. I want to thank the three individuals that applied for the Planning Commission. It's nice to have a choice. I appreciate Jose, you're here tonight. He was one of the applicants. We had two incumbents, Peggy White and Shirley Benfield. It was a nice interview. I really enjoyed it. And because our next meeting is, one last thing, hopefully. Thursday, I believe at 5 o'clock at the museum is the, what's it called, Gary? You're there on the museum board?
Christmas Museum Society Christmas.
Musical, right?
Christmas party.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I believe, Thursday at 5 at the museum. And because our next meeting at the end of the year has been canceled, we won't see you folks until next year. So, you know, Merry Christmas and be safe, and we'll see you in 2018.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Yesterday, I attended the Glen Groundwater Authority board meeting at the Ag Department. Went from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Had an outstanding presentation from David's Engineering, from a civil engineer who's worked on this, on this process as it's moved forward, and also from a hydrologist. Outstanding report with some very good news for the Colusa subbasin in Glen and Colusa counties. And it was a detailed report with the different hydrology maps and water levels from not only testing, monitoring wells, but also from domestic wells and also ag wells at various depths. So you can sit there when the drought ended in 1977, so you have the years that led up to 77, dipping on these water levels, and then 77 it spikes, and then 83 it spikes, same thing leading up to 83, and 86 the wet year it spikes, and then in 97 it spikes, and then in 2017 it spikes with, as you can just follow the drought patterns by a host of wells, many, many wells in the subbasin were measured. And there is no subsidence of the ground in the area. There are two wells that show a trace amount of subsidence, which could be equipment related, but it's so slight over a 30-year period that it's barely measurable. So one of those wells is in northwestern Glen County, and one of those wells is basically in central Colusa County. But the rest of the wells, everything's in good shape. We've had no subsidence or, loss of the elevation of the ground in the subbasin, except for those two trace amounts on those two wells. So it's good news. And you can see the water water runs downhill. So as it starts in the Stony Creek watershed in the northwestern part of the county, and it runs down, water runs downhill. It always has and always will, and that includes underground. So it was an outstanding report. And these reports are, garnered for obtaining grant monies as we move forward with the Groundwater Authority with a partnership basis with the Colusa County Groundwater, the Colusa Groundwater Authority. So anyway, just real interesting. Other than as routine business, we selected our legal representation and just routine business meeting. The business meeting probably took 30 minutes, and the presentations were about 2.5 hours, but very informative. Jeff, you mentioned the Museum Society Christmas party Thursday night at 5 o'clock at the museum. I attended the craft fair. It was Carrie was there. I ran into Carrie there also. I spent a bunch of money there, but mm-hmm. I spent a bunch of money. But it was jam packed as always. It was a great fair, good turnout, a lot of things going on in Willows that day. But so with that, I think I've touched bases on pretty much everything else except one last item I mentioned at the last two meetings. But kudos to the Willows Public Works team for the outstanding work there. They do as always, but for the outstanding work they're doing on leaf pickup this year, they're just doing fantastic as always, but excellent work, good work. So with that, moving on to item 9, we're going to recess into closed session in reference to item 9A, liability claim pursuant to government code section 54956.95. The claimant is Natalie Butler. The agency claimed against is the City of Willows. The time is...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
I have an announcement to make. I forgot earlier. Saturday is the Labor Race Across America. It's going to be 9 o'clock sharp at the cemetery. And hopefully they've got enough wreaths for every veteran that is buried over there. So it's 9 o'clock sharp, and that's our time, because it's coordinated across the United States exactly the same time. So it's 9:00 our time,
okay.
Saturday morning.
This Saturday morning at the Willow Cemetery? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Barbara.
Yeah,
okay,
we just take care of this Willow Cemetery.
Okay, yeah. Wreath laying at 9 a.m. at the Willow Cemetery. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
They're going to have coffee and donuts and, beforehand, and it's a whole ceremony, flag presentation and everything.
Okay.
So we're happy to have you.
Okay, very good,
Thank
Barbara.
You.
Thank you very much. Just for the record, the time is 1936 hours now, 7:36 p.m., and we will recess to closed session in reference to the liability claim. Once again, the claimant is Natalie Butler, and the agency claimed against is the City of Willows. So we will recess to closed session at this time. And thank you for attending, ladies and gentlemen, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Thank you.